proclamation number 6344 dated the September 1st, 1955. The creation's lack of self-awareness. Nothing you can see around yourselves is without spirit. Everything visible to you shelters spiritual substance which once emerged from me as a spiritual being but which, dissolved in countless minute particles, has lost its self-awareness, and will continue to pass through the visible creation without this self-awareness until all particles have found each other and united again and now constitute this created original spirit once more which, embodied as a human being, is given self-awareness again. Consequently, the human being is an original spirit concealed within a material shell, whereas all other works of creation, from hard matter up to the animal, are likewise animated by tiny particles belonging to an original spirit which, however, is unable to recognize itself as a being because it lost this realization due to its past apostasy from me. But creation could not exist were it not animated by substance. In other words, in the very beginning I created beings which I externalized in my image. The material creation, however, consists of these, my created beings, and only arose for the purpose of enabling the constrained spiritual substance within to return to me, from whom it had voluntarily separated. Every creation of mine is emanated strength. It is not lifeless because nothing dead can emerge from me. Everything that testifies to life is something substantial. The effect of its strength can merely express itself differently, but it will always prove to be strength. It will perform a function which may well remain concealed to the human eyes if it is minor, yet it cannot be denied because nothing remains as it is but will always show a change. The more evidently an activity can be observed, the more life is betrayed by the work of creation, and only its lack of self-awareness gives rise to doubt the spiritual substance within everything that is surrounding you. But it will only become an independent entity again once it has regained its self-awareness, although the life-giving substance, within the human being as well as within every work of creation, is the same. Strength which once emerged from me as a being. That which betrays life already shelters this strength to a greater extent than apparently dead matter, and yet the latter could not exist were it not spiritual substance itself since, in the final analysis, everything is strength which flows forth from me which, like me, must also be spiritual substance. There is, however, a difference of perfection of the beings which once came forth from me. And this difference determines their respective activity, which can consist of creating and populating worlds but also of a minimal service by the imperfect beings towards equally imperfect beings, a service which will nevertheless constantly increase and steadily lead to activity which can also be observed by you humans, which demonstrates life. For everything shall attain that level of perfection again in which it was originally created so as to be able to use the strength, which constantly flows to it from me, as a self-aware individual being according to my will. Amen.